From Portraits of the Middle Income and the Coming Jellyfish, The Coming Jellyfish, after Clarice Lispector's Agua Viva. Extracts. The reenactment of this script is a way for your words to find cosmic escape. Each word swims in the wake of its non-word. When I have caught every word between tongues and eaten each syllable, I will have written something. The human eye swims between tongues, has the power to see itself alive in its juice, squirming like a forgotten line. But I must end this analogy. The negative of the word, fished and gutted, embodied figments. I drool from my distracted pen. But now the time has come to dismantle your picture and rephrase myself, rephrase me into your lines. I steal your voice. I assimilate into the contours of your design. I live this life without blueprint. The word has no visible order, and I take my orders from respiration. I speak me into your breath. I am held between the teeth of enormous dreams, poised in the night's jaws, and the passage of time sings. I stand still in the rain, lost in the madness of privacy, as I beat a tambourine and slowly stretch across the length of a bridge flooded and numbed by the future which falls in milky snow as I take each breath. My aura is divided by its craft. Me, I surpass abdicating myself to become your world. I signal the voice of the world. The miasma has already crept through the cracks of this single voice. O distracted globe, embraced by telegraphic strings that circle you, your luminous obscurity, it is you against the world. A forged equilibrium, my mouth, perched between death and soul. Tonight, I eye myself like a drone, shielded from sight. I want to feel the teeth of the night, long like life. I want the night's teeth, cruel and alive and bloody and chapped from saliva. I want to follow your words, expensive, expensive fruit, sucked of succulents, unmelancholic fruit. I want to long for duration, mining from your forest the miasma's mirror. But my principal gesture is always a condition of escape, implicit. And I wait for me to explain as you percolate in the heat of this intimacy. Where is the heart of infinite space? In the heat of the air. Our names, beyond the scales of death.